come you haven't beaten anyone up yet?" she said, putting it down. "He says he's got 3 tables scrubbed, 2 buckets of tar on the boil, 6 ladies rolling bandages, and all he's had to deal with so far is a nosebleed. You've let him down, he says."
"Tell him ha, ha, ha," said Vimes.
"I've brought you up some breakfast," said Sandra, and Vimes realised that down below, doing their not very best to remain unseen, were some of the lads. They were sniggering.
"Mushrooms," he said.
"No," said the girl. "I was told to tell you that since it's tomorrow, you're going to get everything you wished for." For a moment, Vimes tensed, not certain where the world was taking him.
"A hard-boiled egg," said Sandra.
"And Sam Vimes said you probably like the yolk runny and some toast cut up into soldiers."
"Just like he does," said Vimes weakly.
"Good guess, that man."
Vimes tossed the egg up into the air, expecting to catch it when it came down. Instead, there was a noise like scissors closing, and the air rained runny yolk and bits of shell. And then it rained arrows. The noise level of the conversation had gone up. Madam moved in on the group around Lord Wyndham. Magically, within 10 seconds, they were left alone as all the other people in the group saw people across the room that they really had to talk to.
"Who are you?"
said Wyndham, his eyes surveying her with that care a man takes when he fears that a woman is carrying concealed weaponry.
"Madame Roberta Meserole, my lord."
"The one from Genoa?" Wyndham snorted, which was his attempt at a snigger. "I've heard stories about Genoa."
"I could probably tell you a few more, my lord," said Madame. "But right now it's time for the cake."
"Yeah," said Wyndham. "Did you know we got another assassin tonight? They keep trying, you know. 11 years and still they try, but I get 'em every time, sneak about though they may."
"Well done, my lord," said Madame.
It did help that he was an unpleasant person, ugly, clear to the bone. In some ways it made things easier. She turned and clapped her hands. Surprisingly, this small noise caused a sudden cessation in the chatter. The double doors at the end of the hall opened and 2 trumpeters appeared. They took up positions on either side of the door.
"Stop 'em!"
Winder yelled and ducked. His 2 guards ran down the hall and grabbed the trumpets from the frightened men. They handled them with extreme care, as if expecting them to explode or issue a strange gas.
"Poison darts," said Wyndham in a satisfied voice. "Can't be too careful, madam. In this job you learn to watch every shadow. All right, let them play, but no trumpets. I hate tubes pointed at me."
There was some bewildered conversation at the other end of the hall. Then the bereft trumpeters stood back and whistled as best they could. Lord Wyndham laughed as the cake was pushed in. It was in tiers, about man height, and heavily iced.
"Lovely," he said as the crowd clapped. "I do like some entertainment at a party, and I cut it, do I?"
He took a few steps back and nodded at the bodyguards.
"Off you go, boys," he said.
Swords stabbed into the top tier several times. The guards looked at Wyndham and shook their heads.
"There's such a thing as dwarves, you know," he said.
They stabbed at the second layer, again meeting no more resistance than can be offered by dried fruit and suet and a crust of marzipan with sugar frosting.
"He could be kneeling down," said Wyndham.
The audience watched, their smiles frozen. When it became clear that the cake was solid and unoccupied, the food taster was sent for. Most of the guests recognised him. His name was Spymold. He was said to have eaten so much poison in his time that he was proof against anything, and that he ate a toad every day to keep in condition. It was also rumoured that he could turn silver black by breathing on it. He selected a piece of cake and chewed it thoughtfully, staring intently upwards whilst he did so. He said after a while.
"Well,"
said Wyndham.
"Sorry, my lord," said Spymold. "Nothing. I thought there was a touch of cyanide there, but no luck, it's just the almonds."
"No poison at all," said the patrician. "You mean it's edible?"
"Well, yes. It'd be all the better for some toad, of course, but that's just one man's opinion."
"Perhaps the servants can serve it now, my lord," said Madam.
"Don't trust servants serving food," said Wyndham. "Sneaking about, could slip something in."
"Do you mind if I do it then, my lord?"
"Yeah, all right," said Lord Wyndham, watching the cake carefully. "I'll have the 9th piece they cut."
But in fact, he snatched the 5th piece triumphantly, as if saving something precious from the wreckage. The cake was disassembled. Lord Wyndham's objection to servants handling food withered once the food was headed for other people, and so the party spread out a little as the guests pondered the ancient question of how to hold a plate and a glass and eat at the same time without using one of those little glass-holding things that clip on the side of the plate and make the user look